John McCain visited the Everglades this afternoon, the first time he's ever had the opportunity to personally observe the River of Grass. His appearance energized Democrats to criticize him for his opposition to funding the Everglades and legislation that survived a presidential veto last year. McCain said he opposed the legislation because it also contained funding for other projects that hadn't been scrutinized. But former Florida Senator Bob Graham said that wasn't true.
I think it was a very serious misunderstanding by Senator McCain as to what the WERDA bill did, because he interpreted it as being an omnibus spending bill, which it is not. It is an authorization bill. He stated that if it was a standalone bill and it authorized to fix the Everglades, I would be one of the first, I assume one of the first to vote for it, but I would like to know how to pay for it. I'm committed to the preservation of the Everglades. Well, this was exactly the bill that he said he would have voted for, because this is an authorization, not an appropriation.
Every member of the Florida congressional delegation, Republican and Democrat alike, supported the Water Resources Development Act of 2007. The $23 billion bill passed Congress despite the presidential veto. The bill authorized $2 billion for the restoration of the Everglades, along with funding for environmental projects and studies in 22 other states. Republican Representative Lincoln Diaz-Balart's congressional district includes the Everglades. He supported the bill, but defended McCain for not supporting it.
I voted for it because I admit it. I was being parochial. I represent the entirety of the Everglades. There's, out of the $23 billion bill, there are $2 billion for Everglades restoration. Senator McCain, frankly, doesn't play that game. But he does what he believes is right for the entirety of the nation.
Diaz-Balart said that McCain proposed reforms in the bill that were not accepted, and that his famed reluctance to support so-called pork is the reason for his opposition.
There was. I'll give you $10 million for stormwater control measures to address sinkholes in Pennsylvania. $3 million for some water reliability in Santa Monica. $18 million for Myrtle Beach. So the reality is that I admit it. Yes, I voted for it. I voted for it, and yes, because I was being parochial. One thing about Senator McCain is that he will always, always be consistent.
But in the battle of dueling conference calls, Senator Graham and House Minority Leader Dan Gelber insisted that Senator McCain was confused and that it was not an omnibus spending bill that he opposed, but in fact the separate Water Resources Development Act that he was against.
I don't know if he's simply out of touch or just simply doesn't care enough to know any better. But there's really no excuse for not having at least that superficial understanding of what that bill did and why it was so important, especially given the fact that it was so nationally prominent that it was an override of the president. I would think that somebody who's holding himself out to Florida voters would have known exactly what he was either voting for or voting against to override. So I'm very disappointed, and I think, thank goodness, it didn't happen.
Barack Obama says he would have supported the legislation, but both he and McCain were not present to cast their actual votes on the issue. It was the second straight day that Florida Democrats attacked McCain for his opposition to legislation that most Floridians support. On Thursday, the state party criticized him for his opposition to legislation supporting a national catastrophe fund, a bill that would aid Floridians' home insurance problems in relation to hurricanes. Brian Ballard, a Tallahassee lawyer and lead fundraiser for McCain's Florida campaign, said that Governor Charlie Crist was working on McCain to be sure he addressed both Everglades restoration and the state's insurance problem. Ballard said McCain wants to come up with solutions on these issues that make sense, yet doesn't unfairly punish other states. He added, "My sense is Obama will promise anything to anybody to get a vote." Senator Graham said Everglades restoration overall is in serious jeopardy, 7 years behind the schedule originally set to fund the project. He was asked what Senator Obama could do to jumpstart federal funding.
Well, what he's just done, which is to speak out strongly against the veto of President Bush and contribute to the overwhelming bipartisan majority in both the House and the Senate that has made the WERDA bill now law. So the projects that are critical to the next stage of Everglades restoration have now been authorized, and it'll be incumbent on the next president to see that all those projects are in the budget for Congress to appropriate the funds through the normal appropriations process is